Mike Benavides joins us. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Is there playful barbs from your coaching brethren now that you've gone to the dark side?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of commentary that goes on. Anytime you say something not so nice about them, they think all of a sudden you got to be protective of them. But you know what? It's been great. Everybody understands how important the game is and how much media means to us. So yeah, I've learned a lot on this side. And I wouldn't say it's the dark side. It's just, you know, the other side.
Oh yeah, I know. It's hey, I love it. The thing I love about the CFL is, you know, you can meet the coaches and players in different venues, and really most of them are like to educate, because football is such a complex game with so many moving parts at all times that, you know, I'm guessing now that you go on the analyst side, it allows you to show more of what you see and what you know in the course of the game. And as a coach, I'm sure you've been watching the film for fun, looking at the matchups. From an Edmonton perspective, let's start there first. Offensively, what's the area they should attack on Ottawa's defense?
You know, I really think that the passing game and Mike Riley's ability to throw vertically is going to pay dividends. The receiver core that obviously targets Bowman and targets Walker a lot, I do believe that that matchup for Ottawa is not in their favor. So I really look at Mike Riley and watching practice today. They're going to take their shots. They're an explosive group, and I think when they do that, they're going to find success at some point in time. I don't think the weather is going to hinder the deep ball. And from coaching Mike and being with Mike, he's a competitor and a guy that believes in that. Jarius Jackson also believes in that. And Coach Jones is an aggressive guy. So I really think that, you know, the matchup on Javon Johnson, he may jump a route like he tried to last week and get beat over top. And I just think overall, I think there's a tremendous, tremendous advantage to the passing game, because they also do a very, very nice job of stressing a defense horizontally, meaning sideline to sideline with the short throws. But then once you creep up on that, they're going to hit you over top. So I think they're well balanced in how they approach it.
So if Edmonton, and they've thrown the ball 39 times the last two games, definitely relying on the pass more than the run. Ottawa leads the CFL in sacks. Do you bring even more pressure if you're concerned about your deep threat and your lack of size in the secondary? Do you think Ottawa is going to be bringing even more pressure?
You know, I think they may try, but I think that could get them in trouble too. I would be very cautious about doing that. Sometimes one of the best things to do is make sure you cover those receivers and make it tough, because Mike Riley will stand in there tall to the very last second. I mean, you can't change who you are, and Ottawa does believe in playing some man coverage and running some pressure and those type of things. But if you do that too often, I think you're playing with fire a little bit. I think, you know, the common person wants to, hey, pressure the quarterback, pressure the quarterback. Well, when you do that, I think you make yourself susceptible to some other stuff, and I wouldn't do that myself. So I think you got to be cautious of that, and I would just make sure that they're not going to have the deep ball.
Mike Benavides, former CFL coach, analyst on the Grey Cup for TSN. Mike, from Ottawa's perspective, Henry Burris, we know they got four 1,000-yard receivers. Their passing game has been very good at 5,700 passing yards. How do you attack the Eskimo defense if you're the OC and Jason Moss in Ottawa?
Whew, that's a tough challenge, man, because I certainly believe in how Edmonton attacks it defensively. I know that, you know, we talk about our aggressive, and you know, people like to say that it's an aggressive defense. They play aggressive, but they're not going to pressure you overly too many times. So I think in order to attack a more of a coverage defense, I think they're going to have to take intermediate throws. I think they're going to have to play things underneath, make that happen. And I think at some point in time, Henry's going to have to put it in his hands, meaning he's going to have to run the football and make some plays, because if they rely on throwing the ball to those receivers, and they're a very good group, it's very hard to do that when they're dropping 8-9 guys in coverage. So in order, if I'm Ottawa and Jason, they do have some run game. You got to try and stay balanced. I don't think they're going to give those big plays away. They got to stay balanced some way, somehow.
Mike, the big story today coming out of Edmonton anyway, Dion Lacey, who's been their leader tackle the last 2 years on special teams. He's an emotional, fiery guy. He's one of the team captains. He got nicked up in practice yesterday, and Coach Jones says it's unlikely that he's going to play on Sunday. You can't just replace that guy who's been your leader in tackles, one of the first guys downfield all the time. How big of a blow is that for a team that's, you know, really never experienced that with their leader on special teams?
You know what? I was at the press conference. And I was at practice. I'm making my way back to you guys now. I'm here in Winnipeg, and you could see the disappointment, and you could see that it's not something you want to deal with, Grey Cup week, but it's unfortunate. How you replace that, you just don't. But the good thing for the football team and what the Eskimos have been, they've been a group that, as a team, they play aggressive and they play with that nasty edge. Now, obviously, we know about Lacey, his attitude. He's unbelievable on special teams. Trust me, I've tried to defend against him. And on the same point, he brings an attitude to the squad. I mean, we all know about the stare down with Bull Levi Mitchell. You don't replace that, but I think as a group, everybody understands the enormity of the game, and they'll find a way to get it done.
Mike, when you've had a chance now to look at all of the film for the week, and you know Edmonton's the favorite in most people's eyes, but Ottawa, underdog Cinderella story, whatever they swept the pretty much the award ceremonies last night, well deserving in winning the offensive lineman and the quarterback and their head coach and the top Canadian. Like, they've got all the momentum as far as that great Cinderella story. If you were the head coach, what is the speech Rick Campbell or Chris Jones say to their team? How different, if any, would it be for a Grey Cup game compared to even a West final or East semifinal?
I think at the end of it, you can't change who you are. You got to approach it the same manner and approach it in the same way. And I think at the end of it, they have a great opportunity. They just have to go play a really good football game. And if they do that, they've got a chance. But when you look at it, it's one of those situations where this is just like any other game. It's a huge game, but you just got to go ahead and play it and do everything you can and don't change what you need.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time. We'll be watching the broadcast on Sunday and all of the pregame stuff as well, listening right here on TSN 1260. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jason.